Welcome to the Explore More podcast. I'm your host, Haley Cotty. Each week, I will bring you inspiring stories, lessons, and interviews from people who are exploring more of life and having adventures along the way. This is Haley with the Explore More podcast. On this episode, I interview my husband, CJ Cotty, and we talk about all things adventure, family, business, and quarantine. So we actually went live on Facebook for this episode, so I'm going to leave it a little raw for you. So if there's ever any questions about what we might be talking about, we may be answering questions that popped up on our Facebook Live, and hopefully you can still follow along on this podcast. Hope you enjoy.
I am here. I'm Haley Cotty. I'm with Explore More, and I'm here interviewing CJ, my husband, for our Explore More podcast. I can't see your hands.
Saw that now. I was over here.
Where?
Should have been over here.
Oh yeah, there you go. Oh, can't even see it still. Anyways, but yeah, I thought it'd be fun, especially since we're all cooped up inside, to interview CJ. So I'm gonna share this in a couple places real quick.
Bored.
Stop. Give me 1 second, okay? We are going live. I can't see. Stop. You're such a weirdo. Okay, so I guess we can start out with, tell us a little bit about yourself.
It's not a question.
It is a question. Okay, it's a statement. It's a request. I'm requesting you to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Right. So, I met Haley.
Didn't say how we met. I said, who are you?
Part of who I am. It all matters. Met her in college. Had a dream about her before I met her. And pretty much within a week after meeting her, I knew we'd get married. Since then, she's pretty much threw my entire life off track. I had Bethany.
Says poop.
I anticipated going to nursing school and just doing nursing for years and years to come. My dad's a career man. I would be too. So I went to nursing school, did nursing for like 3 years, and then Haley convinced me she didn't have anything to do. Everything that she's done, I've been drugged along with the restaurants, with this now. Here she is pulling me in. So I'm pretty much just along for the ride at this point right now. I like to work. I like working with her. I do personal training. I still utilize my nursing skills and knowledge occasionally. Sitting on guard now, of course. Pandemic. What else do I do? I learned accounting to do the books for the restaurants.
We own a restaurant. For those of you who don't know.
Yep. And my dream is to be Mr. Mom. And
yes,
to have Haley be the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about.
Oh, I'm going bald too already. I'm not even 30. It's okay. Moving.
Oh my gosh. Bethany says you're great at mowing.
At mowing?
Yeah.
Did I ever? I never mowed.
I posted a video of you mowing yesterday.
Took a video of me mowing?
Uh-huh.
See what I mean? Just along for the ride. Here it is.
So, can you tell everybody a little bit about what Explore More is and what our shared vision is for Explore More?
Explore More is simple. Our mission is to help people get outside exploring more of their local, not so distant and distant areas that they can access. Anything from backyard park to backcountry permits required, you know, all that kind of stuff. Everything, hiking, mountaineering, kayaking, any kind of outdoor activity, in addition to exploring just other things you wouldn't normally do, other places. Obviously, as business owners and local business owners, we're big into the local impact and local community, and I think that's intrinsic. Yes, our favorite intrinsic
cup, and I'm drinking Wood Creek beer in it, so yeah. Two breweries.
I think the community aspect's big, and I think that's going to be a big part of Explore More. I think the vision we've got is still growing. The response that we've been getting, though, is nice, very encouraging. I think ultimately where we see Explore More is something kind of like a, I'm not going to say membership, but a national network, how about that, of landlocers who you can partner with and meet and go basically plug in wherever you're traveling so that you can always find a cool place to go explore, which is what we always try to do when we go travel.
I love it. So I have some questions here that I got from some people. So Amy wanted,
no idea what they are.
Amy wanted me to ask you what the hardest thing is about traveling with kids and some tips you might have. Because for those of you who don't know, we have a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old, and we have traveled. We have not camped with them. I know we're kind of failing at that. That's something we probably should have done a long time ago.
I'm scared.
But I'm honestly scared. But we have gone hiking and taking them in a canoe in Missouri.
Hardest part of road tripping.
Yeah, lots of trips with one or both kids.
Is that the question?
Yeah. Is it? Well, she said, I wrote it down. Yeah, what is the hardest thing about traveling with kids? And then I
traveling
added,
in
what
general.
Are some tips?
So,
hey, Amy, this is your question. Hey.
I almost refuse to fly with kids because it's way too stressful for me pulling a stroller through security. And when you get there, you got a rental car seat or something. I prefer to drive. We've always preferred to drive. The hardest part for me is I grew up driving places with my family. And I consider myself a little bit of a road warrior because I almost always drive straight through the night, get to where we're going. Sleep and then, you know, get up halfway through.
Grant says the kids include CJ. Yes, it does.
Most of the time. I'm the one throwing the foot half the time.
I'll pitch in there in a second.
Adjusting, though. Adjusting your expectations for a road trip is the biggest thing. And we're still not even halfway through because the last road trip we went on, Bella was still in diapers. Whereas probably the next one we do, she won't be.
Yay.
So then we're going to worry about that whole aspect of it, stopping more frequently. When we first got married, Haley was very much like, we're having fun. Let's stop at every possible excursion and little side thing you could possibly see.
Not every possible one.
Most.
Okay.
Whereas I was very much point A to point B, as efficient as possible, setting time records every time we go, enjoying the scenery while I drive the entire time. So that it's with the kids, it's just that much worse. The screaming every now and then is over the chronicles.
But we still do it.
We do, yeah. And we still love to road trip. It's our favorite thing.
And honestly, the kids always do way better than we expect. I feel like for me personally, especially as a mom, I always expect it to be an absolute disaster. And it never has been. I mean, they definitely have meltdowns. We have blowout diapers and we have to pull over. And we try to pull over late at night, hoping they'll sleep. And then that ends up backfiring. But for the most part, they're actually great in the car. Mm-hmm. And they are also great on all of our activities, too. We did one trip through Utah and went hiking every single day, and Bella hiked every day and sat in the backpack. Sat in the backpack, like, never fussed, hiked all the time. So I think they've just kind of gotten used to it since we started from such a young age. Thomas said, how difficult is it being so cool? Oh, wait, no, Amy has another question. Once they were potty trained, I always brought the travel. Oh, that's a good idea. So she said, I always brought the travel potty and set it up in the back of the van or even on the side of the road. So that's really smart.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
Very good idea. Now we just have to get Della to use the little kid potty.
Yes. That's our hassle right now. But anyways, Thomas says, how difficult is it being so cool?
I assume this is Thomas Black.
Yes.
You know, being as humble as I am, really nothing is too difficult for me because it's just part of who I am. You know, just Haley will say I'm the most humble man she's ever met. And I think you could learn a thing or two.
When have I said that?
always or never.
Okay. Sure. Colin says, how do you find time to stay so swole? Told you he'd hate that question.
This is what my swole is now. Swelling, not swole.
But you do work out. You stay pretty active.
I do, yeah. And that plays into my current hobby / profession. Yeah, thanks, Grant. Most humblest, exactly. Of as a personal trainer, kind of my niche is strength training. So I've had a lot of time just to practice on myself, read a lot. I know what, you know, methods and programming works well. There's a method that you have to follow. Beyond that, genetics, and then also growing up. Just
years of it. There's Thomas.
Hey, y'all.
I do think it's important to point out, too, that we've both been in the fitness industry a lot, but it's important to embrace whatever seasons you're in, because you will go through times where you can't work out quite as much as you would like, and just a simple 20-minute walk might be the most activity you get that day, and that's still better than nothing. Thomas said, how can I be as big as you?
Can't. Never.
No, you're supposed to say eat meat.
Oh, eat meat. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's a vegan, guys.
How can my beard be as good as yours?
Go bald. I told you. That's where it's moving.
True. But yeah, so embrace the season and just do whatever activity you can.
Secretly, I hate people asking me, but when people comment on it. When I used to do Olympic lifting and competed at, you know, national levels, I did not like practicing in front of a bunch of people in the gym because inevitably people comment about it. It's a small insecurity of mine, which is weird and dumb. I just don't like being the center of attention ever. So like right now, that's why I'm drinking.
He hates this, but I'm making him do it anyway. John Hayes says, price of two kids is two waistline sizes.
Oh, yeah.
That has been the case, but we're working on getting that money back. So, and we will, I swear. Grant says, where do you envision Explore More over the next 1 to 2 years? How would you track success? That is a good question.
You've seen our goal.
We miss you,
board.
Grant.
Yeah, hey. Grant. Hi, love you. Hope you're feeling better. That's the whole point of our 2020 and the 2019, and every year that we do a goal kind of planning and setting for the year. This year we have several specific goals for Explore More, which we'll see if any of those actually work out now because of this whole pandemic. But Haley and I have very different metrics for success and failure, yes, and have always been one of the things that we discuss. often. I tend to be more on the anxious and negative side because my role is simply the numbers with the restaurants. I'm in condition. Long story, doesn't matter. So Explore More, though, we do have a lot of specific goals that we want to meet, including bringing on at least one or two more people during the year, this year, to help lead some of these events and help organize. We've taken actionable steps towards that. We actually have someone that we've talked to, Jesse. She's super cool. Haley's doing pretty much most of this work at this point because I'm still.
He still works basically full time between the restaurant and personal training.
Yeah.
I think, love you, Thomas. See you soon. You can watch the rest of this later.
I think in 2 years, I think we'll be in a very different position now if we can continue pursuing this. Hopefully the world doesn't end.
It's not going to end, guys. Everything's going to be okay, I promise. Oh, hi, Lee. So I guess I have another question from what you brought up. You brought up that we do kind of an annual and then we revisit it throughout the year. Goal setting, we started that last year and it was amazing. So and I've told a lot of people about it. I think it's a great marriage tool, whether you do business together or not. It doesn't have to be done for business specifically, but can you share a little bit about that?
I can't remember who we got it from. But yeah, at the end of 2018 is when we started it. Forecasting for 2019. And then at the end of 2019, we revisit it. We'll revisit throughout the year, but at the end of 2019, kind of check the boxes or not, and then forecast for 2020. But basically, we write down our passions, which typically don't change. Our specific goals for the year involved with whatever it is that we're doing, and then any ideas that are just kind of tinkering around in our head. But the point of having the passions there is to make sure that any goal or idea that you have is always rooted back to your passion, so that you don't find yourself pursuing something just for the excitement of it, to only then later on down the road realize, wow, I really don't like this too much.
You got off track.
And also, we're biblically based, and it's very much a write the vision, make it plain, so that he who runs may read it. Habakkuk 2:2-3 is big. That was one of the verses we had last year, but it keeps us focused and driven throughout the year. It's really, really good.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Mm-hmm. And we do it for our personal lives, family, and business, not just business. And it's also good to remember, like, hey, we're passionate about shopping local. So if I catch myself going, well, that's not a good example. Never mind. But you get the idea.
With Explore More, like I've said, one of the big things we want to do is a lot of this business to business and local community impact stuff, because that's one of our passions. Our big goals are not to pursue large corporate sponsorships. That would be cool. We very much want to pursue the local. That's more of an application of it, kind of drive our direction with the business there.
Getting people outside exploring their local outdoor spaces. And that I kind of got that idea because I realized I live on a lake, and I was talking to John one day at Book Club Cafe, and he was telling me about kayaking. And I was like, you know what? I live on a lake, and I've never gone kayaking on that lake. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. That seems really silly, because it's right there. There's literally no reason why I shouldn't be enjoying that. So, and then John also asked me to ask you, how do you make time for outdoor hobbies you enjoy?
I had more time. Yeah. That's half the reason we have Explore More. So we're forcing ourselves to go outside more. No, my favorite outdoor activity is mountain biking here locally in the trails that Dorba maintains. I wish we had more time. One thing that Haley and I do is we coordinate schedules throughout the week, hit or miss about the week, depending on how busy it is. But typically we'll sit down on a Sunday, review our schedule for the week between her meetings and working at book club and my commitments and personal training, all that kind of stuff. But Saturday mornings is when we typically have time set aside, where it's my time to go out and do whatever, pursue a hobby. So it's schedule coordinating.
We've been trying to be better about setting aside time for him to go mountain biking, because I like to go trail running or hiking, which I could do that at Squabble Creek in 20 minutes. So it's a lot easier for me to get it out. Now, kayaking's different. That takes a little bit more commitment and time, a chunk of time. But we're doing a lot better now that our kids are getting a little bit older. It's getting a little bit easier to schedule stuff like that.
Having friends helped too. The other day, my buddy Seth shot me a text right after it had rained about going kayaking. And so we went and kayaked up Squabble Creek against the current and then drifted the whole way down. It was a ton of fun. Brought a few beverages with us and had a great time. I broke his paddle. Seth, I owe you one.
Yeah, we owe y'all a paddle. Oh, yeah, I need to write that down. We owe them a paddle.
We'll find one on Craigslist.
I think I have a friend who has one, and we can buy it from him. Anyways, so one thing that me and CJ really connected on when we first met was we had both been backpacking pretty significantly, and I hadn't met anybody else besides my roommate Gracie, who went with me backpacking, who had been on an extended trip like I had. But when I met CJ, he had done a 23-day outward bound backpacking trip in Colorado when he was 18. So we immediately connected on that. And can you tell everybody about that trip?
Yeah, it was awesome. My dad went on outward bound when he was like or something like that. And he went to school in Colorado and did all that. I was born in Missouri, moved to Texas at 3. I had never really seen the mountains. Dad told me about his Outward Bound trip, and I knew just immediately that I wanted to do that. I wanted to be a part of it, mountains. And so on July, my birthday is July 3rd. On July 4th, I hopped on a plane from Missouri, where we were with our family for the 4th of July weekend. So the day after I turned 18, because you had to be 18 to do the course, hopped on a plane to go to Colorado. Side story, the plane was broken. The engine was in upside down. There was only one tool in the universe, and it was in Madagascar to fix that.
Heather says 23 days is hardcore.
Haley did 40. 23 is not bad. Anyway, that was a Brian. So,
I really did 40.
No, the engine in upside down. Oh. Grant will catch it.
Okay. I don't know if he's still listening.
I actually hopped in a car, rental car, with a dude I met in line at the airport, and drove 9.5 hours with this stranger to Colorado so I could get on the bus at like 6 a.m. the next day. Anyway, so, and it was awesome. I had never been backpacking before then. Outward Bound, Tim asked, is a outdoor excursion company, basically, mm-hmm. nonprofit deal, they're huge. They're global. You can sign up to do trips with them anywhere, ranging from, 5 days or something up to 3+ days or even a whole semester, like 120 days, kind of sailing, kayaking, whatever. They're incredible. It's Outward Bound, Knowles. Those are the two big ones. Haley did hers with Strong, which was a Christian.
Solid Rock Outdoor Ministries in Wyoming. Yeah.
So anyway, we went to the Elk Mountains in Colorado, 23 days. What was the original question?
Just tell me about the trip, some of the highlights.
One of the big highlights was one of the first few nights, we remember the bugs. Man, the bugs suck.
We're talking about bad stuff.
It was bad. That was like night two, was bugs. A few weeks into it, like 2 weeks into it, we had gotten good at setting up camp, brink a camp, knew all the knots, all that kind of stuff. And we did snow school, and then did a snow climb with ropes and anchors, and we set all that ourselves. Got to the top, and then storm clouds rolled in, and we had to get off this mountain as fast as possible. However, we had sections of rope that you had to tie into, and mm-hmm. you can only have 3 people on a section at a time. And I think there's 8, 14 or something people total. Anyway, we had 4 sections of rope, and on the way down, they said, just forget about the last section. Glissade down and just don't hit all those rocks below. So you had to – glissade is where you sit on your butt, use your ice pick as a kind of break, and then use your legs to either increase or decrease your speed, steer. And so
it's really fun unless you're
it's a lot of fun. Trying it's so to not much hit fun. Rocks. But it was hailing, lightning was hitting the peak, it was a massive storm. And if we had gone down, which was the whole point of the last section of rope, was to avoid all these rocks, big boulders and scree and nasty stuff. So you had to kind of angle, and it was chaos. And we were soaked, and it was cold, and it was hailing, and I was laughing.
We need to get new chairs next time we do this. They're not going to be good.
That was one of the highlights. That was super fun. Otherwise, I mean, there's so many great things about it. Hundreds of pictures. I some of the best friends I've ever met. I still never talk to them sometimes. I haven't spoken to some.
He's the worst at keeping up with people.
That was a punk too, I'm pretty sure. I don't think they liked me.
That could be the case.
Anyway, we bonded, Haley and I bonded over the fact that we had both done trips. She's got crazy stories too, and that kind of experience is you get when. That's what we want
to
do.
So I guess the next question is, what are some of the biggest things you learned on a trip? Maybe some skills or lessons that you still use today.
I mean, obviously all the practical skills of, how to backpack, I wish I remembered all the knots.
Yeah, I remember that. I want to remember those.
I do remember a few instances where I was uncooperative, you know, working within a team environment.
Wow.
I reflected on that quite a bit.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. And honestly, we were both, there was a part where the trail split, but not really split. Like it went down and around and someone wanted to go over this peak and it wasn't terribly safe looking. And we all fought about it for far too long. And I just remember, like, wow, that was kind of.
What's it like spending 23 days in the wilderness with the same people? You remember?
Yeah. And this was part of it. At first, and our instructors talked about this too, is that at first it's kind of this, you know, awkward pain. Hi. And then you get to the point where everyone's like kind of meshing. And then you hit this like tension where everyone starts to butt heads. And that's where, once you get past that, you know, like I said, some of them that I went on the trip with probably don't care that they've ever not talked to me because they didn't like me. But you're definitely going to start butting heads, which again, when you ask, what are some of the lessons I learned? That was one of the most prominent ones that I've learned. I was way too hard headed.
Oh, it's like you learned how to
no,
butt heads.
like that's one of the good things about it is that there's a lot of growth that occurs from those conflicts. And of course, afterwards, the team is a little bit stronger knit from it.
You are a very pretty cooperative person.
I am now. I have to be. You. She's.
Anyways, what are some? Okay, so moving past Outward Bound reality show. what do you think is one of your favorite trips that we have done since we've been married?
Oh man, we've done a lot too. Sad story, cool story, but then and sad ending. We had a journal that in the back of it we had a to done list where we kept track of everything that we have done since we moved. We can't find it anywhere. There's so much we need to add to it. So a to done list, which is where we basically marked down. We did this trip. We got this thing. We had a kid. We bought a house. It was done. Not a to-do, but a to-done list. So that's fun.
That's fun.
Because we've done a lot of trips that some we can't remember. Mm-hmm. Except for if you write it down and remember it. I think the Fiery Furnace with Trey and Brandon in Utah was – that was one of the coolest things we've ever done.
Talk about the Fiery Furnace.
Fiery Furnace
different
is,
than the regular just hiking.
So in Arches National Park up in Utah, there's a small section of the national park called the Fiery Furnace that you have to have a permit to get in. They only give a certain number out each day. You have to watch this video and safety thing about don't step on the crust, don't ruin the landscape. But there's no trails. There's no nothing. It's literally just a wide open. Like I say, wide open. It's just a large area full of, they're called what, joists, right? No, joints.
Yeah, joints.
Joints, where you have the canyons that are really, really close together. It's like canyon. And
you can go like up and down all
up and down. Yeah, you can go all through the place. We brought ropes. You go right in between these canyons where we've got pictures where we can barely fit. It was just so much fun exploring that entire place. That was super cool. That was a fun trip. I really liked our road trip that we did 2 years back
with Bella.
We did a 2.5 week, like 4,500 mile trip, all over kind of Midwest, the whole thing, all the way up to Utah, Northern Utah, Missouri, Oklahoma, Colorado.
Tim, you would love the Fiery Furnace. It's super cool.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do a trip out there soon.
Yeah. I don't know. Am I forgetting some of the trips?
No, the road trip's great. The road trip was a lot of fun. Three Forks Trail was beautiful, but CJ was sick the whole time.
Oh, I got altitudes.
Three Forks Trail was in Colorado, and it was a gorgeous backpacking, 3-day backpacking trip. We're actually guiding a trip through the Three Forks Trail this summer, which will be a lot of fun. The Grand Canyon was really challenging, and I was pregnant, so I felt
Oh,
like
yeah.
a crazy badass by the time we were done with that trip. That was probably the last time I felt that badass. So that was really cool. We need to do something else like that soon. But yeah, I don't know. I really liked Arches too. It was pretty. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can pick a favorite. So I guess what is our plan this summer with Explore More? What is our goal?
Well, I don't know. It's your goal. You're the one
My
steering the
goal is to
ship.
get people outside as much as
Yeah,
possible.
we would really, really like to lead at least one backpacking trip. That's what we're planning on doing. We haven't promoted it too much because we're still kind of getting our ducks in a row.
Now all this is going on,
Yeah,
so.
so we'll have to reevaluate what this year's going to, at least the next couple of months, are going to look like from this. what was the question again? Summer. What are we doing for the summer?
Yes, I would personally like to start teaching some more educational type, I don't want to say classes, but like trips, like going hiking and teaching people about forest bathing, which is a Japanese
That's not what
concept. Anyways,
you think. Long
we're like
silence.
about what nature deficit disorder is, which that's something I've been learning a lot about recently that I want to keep reading about so that I can actually tell other people about it. But the fact that like we are becoming more and more of an indoor nation and we need to be outside. We need to be in the sun, in the trees, in the nature. We need to be doing things that make us feel badass because lots of outdoor activities do that. And yeah, that's kind of what I want to do. I'm hoping he's on the same page.
All along for the ride. Circling back to that again. Here we are.
Yeah, every time we lead a hike with Explore More, he ends up coming with the kids and he's Mr. Mom and I'm leading the hike, which is a lot of fun for me. I think he has fun. You have fun.
Mr. Mom, my dream.
So yeah, so that's CJ. Last question is what makes someone an explorer?
Comfort zone.
There you go. Right answer. I'm just kidding.
Answer.
Well, how so?
Anything. So, I mean, we are, as it relates to Explore More, the whole purpose that we're trying to do is people out doing things they wouldn't normally be doing or that they wouldn't otherwise do, including things that we want to go back to your. So, hopefully, we can get some in place before the summer. We'll see before it gets too hot. Farm visits and stuff like that, where you can go and it's more of an educational experience that's still outdoors in some capacity, but just doing something you wouldn't otherwise normally be doing, or something that's maybe a little outside your comfort zone. If you're not much of an adrenaline person, maybe rock climbing for the first time would be something that's pretty far outside.
I was like, rock climbing is pretty adrenaline pumping.
What I mean, from
Yeah,
outside their comfort zone.
you're right.
I would say, whitewater kayaking, but it's not terribly cool in Texas until
Yeah.
we start traveling more. That would definitely be outside your
I
comfort
will
zone.
say I'm terrified of heights. And I love rock climbing because it makes me feel like I've really accomplished or achieved something. Because when I can get to the top of a line and actually finish it without falling off the wall or getting too scared and coming down, then it makes me feel a lot more empowered, which then translates into other parts of my life. So there needs to be a rock wall in the wall. I don't know why there's not. Heather, will you help me open a rock climbing gym? Because there really should be one here.
Step
I
one,
really don't know
have
why
money.
there's not one here. Yes.
Step
Step one, have money. If
two,
anybody wants to
success.
invest in a rock climbing gym in Rockwall, Texas, hit me up because I will run that place.
Because you have time.
I'll make the time.
The
I've
show is those.
made it up till now. So. But yeah, so that's our call. I kind of want to do this again. This is kind of fun. We'll pick a better
Have nothing
topic next
else to
time.
do.
Lay on.
Delay.
Anyways, so Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'm also going to put this on the podcast so you can listen again. And then we will be back. So see y'all later. Get some rest and stay safe and stay healthy. Don't get sick. Stay home. That's the other one. Stay home.
Stay home. 6 feet.
Six feet. We're not 6 feet apart. That's okay. If he gets sick, I'm going to get sick. I don't really care.
Doesn't matter.
What?
It's going to happen.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Explore More podcast. I hope you enjoyed our conversation and got something out of it because I know I did. If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to leave me a 5-star review. Follow on Facebook and Instagram, the Explore More, and tell your friends. And don't forget to take a screenshot and post it and tag me because I would love to see who's listening and what you're thinking and what you're pulling from the episode. Have a good day and keep exploring.